Time to get ready for the sports break with Mikey Stats, A-Mode, and Nick, your one-stop shop for sports news, scores, and rants. To get involved, call us at 631-451-1039. It's the sports break on 1039 LI News Radio.
Welcome to the sports break on LI News Radio, 631-451-1039. Mikey Pan, A-Mode, Nick Esposito holding it down on a Sunday morning. We have a special guest joining us today, and why don't you tell us about it, Nick?
Yeah, so really good people working out. It could be a very difficult thing. There's a lot that goes into working out, right? And there's this new gym out there in Garden City that's really taking it to the next level. And it's not about that cookie cutter gym where you just go and you do the same workouts over and over again, and you're not seeing improvements on your body. And this gym focuses on the movements, you know, the health and wellness aspects of getting healthier. And that's Claire LaRusso at Dimensional Fitness in Garden City. Claire, how are you?
Hi, good morning, Nick. Great, how are you?
I'm doing great. So tell us a little bit about, I kind of introduced you a little bit about what your guys', motivation is behind your gym, but can you explain a little bit more?
Absolutely. So Dimensional Training Studios is specifically focused on assessing clients' movements prior to them taking classes. And it's also a part of every class that we teach. We have a 20-40 system. The first 20 minutes is focused on correcting people's forms and movements. So, and the rest of the hour is spent on moving in whatever capacity that class is focused on. We have high intensity classes, boxing classes, rebounding classes, but all of them are really focused on corrective movement and then hitting hard.
And so you're telling me that, there's a stigma out there that all you need to do is go to the gym and, you know, bench press 300 pounds and you're going to be the healthiest person out there. You're telling us that is all wrong, right?
All wrong. No, absolutely. I always laugh when someone tells me I can do like 150 push-ups, and then you watch them do that push-up and they're not even coming close to the floor. Their form is incorrect. And that is the thing. If you're not doing it correctly, if your form is not proper, then you're wasting your time. So it's more about the quality rather than the quantity of the exercise that you're doing.
And especially since a lot of people nowadays, like you were explaining to me yesterday, a lot of people, they go out throughout their regular lives and either they have bad stance, they're slouching, or they're living their everyday life where their body's being harmed. And you guys kind of go in and correct those weaknesses in your body.
Exactly. So everybody who walks through the doors at Dimensional first has to go through our movement assessment. And what the movement assessment is we as movement specialists take, you know, a good look at how people are able to move their bodies. And from doing something as simple as an overhead squat assessment, we can determine where weaknesses lie. Then we go about correcting those movements, whether that is through strengthening or working on mobility in different areas. And that really impacts how someone is able to then move in their regular lives, but also within the classes that we teach at Dimensional.
And first time people that are listening about your gym, Dimensional Fitness out in Garden City, they may be thinking that this is just for people who suffered an injury or people that are going through the rehab process. But no, this is for everyone who can really correct their everyday lives, because most people are not doing what they're really supposed to be doing. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. I would say that, you know, our facility really is able to target anybody from a professional athlete down to somebody who might be coming off an injury. And the classes that we teach there, I think, are very innovative and don't exist, especially out here on the island. So we have a lot of unique takes on training. We always like to say we're training, because a lot of places they go in there and you're focusing on doing things that are comfortable for somebody. You know, I like to run, I like to cycle. Those are not bad, but it's repetitive. So we like to say, okay, your core is weak. Let's focus on that. Let's train your body, because you're only as strong as your weakest part.
And so we're speaking with Claire LaRusso out in Garden City, and she's in charge of this gym, this fitness model, which I'm really starting to enjoy when I'm learning more and more about, because I've been going to the gym pretty much all my life, and I kind of see how I've been working out really hasn't been the most effective, and because there's still some things that, you know, I have weaknesses throughout my body, and I feel like I'm not so stable when I think I should be. And me and Claire were speaking about this. I could barely throw a football, And, you know, those are some things that should be and can be corrected.
Absolutely. And, you know, through assessing somebody, and everybody's different, that's the big thing. You know, we just don't throw everybody in the same class and say, okay, go kill it. All of our routines are specific to that person, knowing their needs. We also do personal training there. So a lot of people come in that way. They strengthen themselves, and then they're able to go into our classes and really thrive and see major results. And that's what it's all about. Innovative fitness, results, and the facility itself is full of people, and it's really family-oriented in terms of its vibe with everybody. You know, I think one of the hardest things is walking into a gym, and once you do that and you start that habit, it takes 2 weeks, and you're making that lifestyle change.
Claire, would you say that it's about, you know, pushing people to work harder, but more importantly, work out smarter?
That is what I say all the time. I'm all about working hard, but I'm also about working smart. You have to know how to work your body and to move properly, or else you will not see results. And I think once people understand that and they, you know, you're so used to moving in a way that's comfortable for you, and our body likes to sort of cheat. The path of least resistance is what we will naturally take. And that often is not the best for seeing results. And, you know, thinking about just as we age, how everybody starts to hunch over. You develop that turkey neck and that way of movement. Everything becomes more and more difficult. And so we're about teaching people how to move properly, posture, mobility. All of those things are integral to, you know, changing people's lives in terms of how they feel and on a daily basis.
And Claire, you're not a salesperson. This is something that you truly believe in and that could really help people's lives. So tell the listeners out there a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so my background, I was an avid runner. It's something I grew up doing. My father and mother were athletes as well. And this is something that I'm incredibly passionate about. I think 2-3 years ago, I tore my own hamstring. My father, who is my coach, my mentor in life and in fitness, passed away from a rare form of cancer. So it has really just sort of aligned my life perspective. And this is something that I just realized, like, I'm grateful every day to wake up healthy. And the only thing in life we can change is ourselves. So I feel like that is an important message that I try to, you know, give to the clients that I come across. And I'm so passionate about it. Like, I love it. I want people to go through their life feeling good about themselves, having that inner, you know, beauty reflected on the outside.
So, Claire, I took a stop by your gym out in Garden City yesterday, and I saw a whole bunch of trampolines hanging up on the wall. What is that all about?
Oh, gosh. Those are my trampolines for the class Carvet. I shouldn't say my, our classes. Carvet is classes that are built, it's on mini trampolines. And, you know, I think immediately when people hear mini trampoline, they think of cheerleaders and things of that nature. It is not that at all. Our classes range from very rejuvenating to high intensity. It's basically all the moves that you would do on the floor. However, it is on mini trampolines. And the benefit of mini trampolines is just unbelievable. It is the most effective way to jumpstart your lymphatic system. And most people don't think about their lymphatic system until they're terribly ill, but it is something that we should all be focused on because it basically is what, you know, keeps your body, like, all detoxes your body and really revitalizes you and gives you the best opportunity to fight off everything from the common cold to studies have shown, you know, that everybody has dormant cancer cells, and it's your body's own ability to fight these things off and keep a strong immunity that sort of gives us the best shot at helping us fight these types of things. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that is really awesome that there's a technique out there that most people out there probably don't know about, where you could actually start preventing cancer diseases just by doing simple workouts. And it seems like fun workouts to be jumping around on a trampoline, am I right?
It is amazing. You know, there's no stress to the joints, and it sort of goes along with our whole philosophy of Dimensional, which is joint strengthening and stability. So it's a way for people from, like, professional athletes that want to improve their agility and their speed and their proprioception, which is your body's ability to understand where it is in space relative to itself, down to someone who might be coming from off an ankle injury and really wants to be able to exercise their bodies without strain on that. It's also really amazing because it works every single muscle in your body to the cellular level. So it compresses your mitochondria and everything in it. So your body is strengthening itself from, you know, the cellular level, which is pretty amazing, with no stress.
And Claire, so how can people that are listening to this interview, how could they get in contact with you? How could they find you guys? Where's the next step for people that want to take this, and try you guys out?
I think the easiest way is to go to our website. It's coolkqool.com. And on there, they're able to check out all the classes that we offer, and they can sign up right there. And they can always give us a call at the studio and stop by for a movement assessment and take a first step towards changing your life.
And we broadcast mostly in Suffolk County here. So why do you think people should come out and visit you guys out in Garden City? Give us one good reason.
Well, I think it's a really unique way of even understanding for yourself, if you're going to train by yourself, what your own weaknesses are. Where are your strengths? Is it your core? Are your glutes shut down? To be able to then say, okay, maybe I shouldn't go on a run every single day. Maybe I should throw in some kettlebells or whatever. Just a way to understand your own body and have that mind-body connection, which is so tremendous to being able to achieve the results that people are looking to achieve.
All right, Claire, give us the number one more time before we let you go.
Sure, it's cool.com, K-Q-O-O-L.com, at Dimensional Training Studios. My class there is Carve It, and we offer a variety of different classes there. And I hope you guys come to check us out soon.
All right, Claire, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking a stop with us here on our sports show early Sunday morning, and I hope you have a great day.
My pleasure. Take care, Nick.
Thank you, Claire.
Bye-bye.
Cool concept.
Yeah. You know? I mean, get out there, you know, try something different. I mean, I think it was pretty interesting that you could actually start preventing diseases just by doing some different workouts that studies have shown.
Yeah. The whole fitness world is changing, changing drastically. The way people work out, and this is certainly a pretty unique way about it. And I like the idea that she focuses on, you know, working out smarter because, you go into the gym sometimes, you see the way people, you know, they go do 3 hours of cardio, or they'll lift in obscene amounts of weight, and that doesn't necessarily translate into healthier, better body. And that's what people don't understand. And the other aspect of all this training is how you eat. And that, you know, we're sitting in here drinking coffee, so not the greatest thing in the world, but it is what it is. So we appreciate Claire joining us.